From College Station and the Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service, this is your Texas Crop and Weather Report for October 27, 2015. Heavy rains in parts of the state may have damaged some crops, but for this year's pecans, it was just what the doctor ordered. Today I talked to Dr. Larry Stein, AgriLife Extension Horticulturist at Uvalde.
Pony had been harvested and most people were working on Wichita, starting with Cheyenne, but some of these pecans still had a ways to go. I mean, they weren't totally full. And so this rain that we just received is very beneficial to finishing out the pecans, putting the final part of the kernel in there. And the other thing this late season water does is it causes the shucks to open on the tree. Remained water stressed, the nuts would not have totally filled out, and then they would have had trouble opening up. And when the nuts have trouble opening up, then you have the chance for the nut to sprout or the shuck to stick tight to the nut itself.
I know a lot of people irrigate, but can they irrigate enough usually to offset drought conditions?
The people in the far west can't irrigate enough because that's the way what they plan for. Other folks, their irrigation systems are typically just supplemental at best. And so when you have a really dry period, it challenges them. But for the most part, if the crop is okay, yeah, they can usually put enough water on.
I know the crop alternates. I've asked you this before, but I've lost track. Is this
right.
One of the good years, the heavier?
We're actually in an off year, but it's a fair to good off year.
And now made better by the rain?
Yes, should be.
Okay. This has been Robert Burns with Texas A&M AgriLife Communications.